You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. I am JJ, and in the studio with me today are some lovely people because it's that time again. The AIDS Walk is almost here. So I have the fabulous Ron Goins.
Hey.
From AIDS Foundation Houston. And we've known each other for quite some time.
We've known each other for a long time, and you're so awesome.
Thank you. I like to just pop up at his office and put my feet up and act like I run the place.
Oh, no, it's true. And then you leave stuff behind like you live there.
I know. I have to work on that. Also in the studio with us is George Lancaster, who is our fabulous chair for the AIDS Walk this year. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, JJ. How are you?
I'm doing well. And then we have a very special guest new to our studio today, which is such a blessing to have her here. She's been living with HIV for 19 years, and her name is Tiffany. How are you?
Fine. How are you, JJ?
I'm great. I'm going to need that sweater before you leave. Thank you.
You can have it.
So today we are talking about the AIDS Walk. It is 1 week away. It is on March the 9th.
And Sunday morning.
Early in the morning, and not too early,
too. It's not like a marathon or anything. Yeah. It's very doable.
That's the key word, because I'm telling you, there's nothing worse than the walks that start at like 6 a.m. You're like, wait, it starts at 6?
And it's not a run. There's really no excuse.
Yes, take your time, bring the family out, you can have a blast. One of the important things that I really want people to know about is why it's so important for the AIDS Walk to happen and what it really means for Houston.
Right. Well, I actually think that Tiffany could probably speak to the importance of the walk, because I can just tell you how important it is in terms of resources and the way in which HIV and AIDS has affected this city financially and in terms of dwindling resources. But I know that Tiffany can speak from a personal connection.
Well, on my behalf, it's been a blessing to me. It's been a blessing to my son, because he was the scholarship recipient for the Art for Life.
Oh, yeah.
So it has benefited me in many ways. I mean, I'm able to get my medicine. I'm able to get, you know, financial needs if I need those met.
Yeah.
And it's just been a blessing that, you know, I can go somewhere in there and they know the need of the source.
Yeah.
And I'm very grateful and happy to be part of this.
I'm glad that you're able to break that down to people, because let's, you know, keep it real. There are so many walks that take place throughout the year, and nobody really understands exactly where that money goes to. And it takes money to help. You know, you have housing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For people who are living with HIV AIDS, medicine, like you said, and medicine, it's not
quite
cheap.
Expensive.
It is not cheap. And we want to make sure that everyone's getting the medicine that they need, because this is how we have people like yourself, Tiffany, who have been living with the virus for 19 years, you know?
September will be 20 years.
Wow. It's because you are able to have that medicine. What are some of the organizations that the money goes towards?
Well, that's a great question. It doesn't just benefit AIDS Foundation Houston. It also benefits 10 other AIDS service organizations in the city. Bader College of Medicine, Bering Omega, Brentwood Community Foundation, Crisis Intervention of Houston, Lazarus House, Live Consortium, Resurrection Metropolitan Community Church, and SNAP, Spay Neuter Assistance Program. So those organizations also benefit directly from the funds that are raised. And I think that it's so important that Tiffany is here and involved as well. I just want to speak to that, because she is not only benefiting from the resources that we generate, she has also formed her own team,
made
t-shirts. So she's also giving back to the organization that
is
helping
awesome.
Her. So that's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. What's the name of your team?
Team Tiffany.
Team Tiffany. Hello. Real easy, real simple. Yes. That's awesome.
So I'm going to make a donation to Team Tiffany, but I still want to be the top team.
I just
checked the page and I'm at 13,700.
George has a serious battle going on here.
We are so extremely excited to have George Lancaster as a part of this organization, strictly from the fact that he's just kind of a rock star and a celebrity.
Yes. But
from the fact that he has been so committed, and I he can speak to it better than I can. The way that he has kind of just hit the ground running and the things that he has done with social media, just social media.
Wow.
Like, it has been crazy.
Well, here was my concept. It's 25 years. And when you say that, people are like, really? Yeah. 25 years? Has it been that long?
Right.
Number one. Number two, you know, the goal is to put the walk out of business and put AIDS Foundation Houston out of business.
That's
ultimately.
Right.
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think for HIV and AIDS, people have given money in the past and there have been people. But I think the people most focus on it are the people like Tiffany and Tiffany's friends who are really involved with it.
Yeah.
Others have given some money, but then they hadn't really thought about it for a while because they thought that kind of went away. Is that still a thing?
Right.
Yeah, it's very much still
a thing. It
still is. So I think now that we have the 25th anniversary, we can say, you know what? Open that pocketbook up and remember that this is just an occasion for you to give. This is a special year. So go online, make a donation, come out and walk. So it's 50% financial and 50% awareness.
Yeah.
And you don't have to give money. Come down and walk with us. And we want a huge crowd.
Absolutely.
This is the fourth largest race in the country.
Yes. We are the fourth largest race in the country. We are behind
Chicago,
New York, and Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta.
We definitely know Chicago.
Atlanta's kicking our butt.
Yeah.
They have a whole lot more people than we do show up, and they raise a ton.
Yes.
They're probably getting money from Elton John. We need to call him.
Yeah, well, we probably do. But, and also, Atlanta also has, you know, like a whole staff that does Ace Walk. It's just Ron Goins.
Right. That's true. They might have a bigger staff.
It's not just
but
me.
But let's talk about celebrity. We do have George Foreman.
Yes. So we are so excited to announce George Foreman has agreed to be the Grand Marshal for AIDS Walk.
I love him.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And his sons will actually be there the day
that
of the walk.
That would be George.
Yeah.
I'm going to be completely forgotten.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the least important.
What's
George
the other one's name? All right.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
And Ruben. We need to mention Ruben.
Yes.
He's
and
awesome.
Ruben Galvan of KPRC Channel 2 has been a amazing co-chair with George as well. And we actually were all out at George Foreman's, I'm going to call it an estate.
I saw the pictures. I was like, wow, you guys are schmoozing. Yes. I heard he had to go play with his dogs before he came and talked to you guys.
He has German Shepherds and Rat Terriers. So we were like, wow. That's
like a million
awesome.
Of them.
Yes.
Like he has his own little...
And he talks to them and he does. Yeah, he does.
He's a special guy.
And he is the nicest man.
He is.
We should tell you why we knew that he would be interested in our request for him to participate this year. And that is, many years ago, he was one of the early donors and he made a significant gift to the AIDS Foundation Houston when no one else was making gifts of that size.
Wow.
A big one.
Yeah.
We knew that he's interested. We haven't asked him if he would like to do that again this 25th year, but I'm sure
slide that in on Sunday.
We will be talking to him. But, you know, it's not just we're not looking for $100,000 donors, although that would be lovely.
Yeah.
We have a great corporate support.
Yes.
Marathon and many others. I mean, lots of energy companies. We have support from Starbucks. But what makes it work is individual donations.
Yeah.
And this can be $5. It can be $25.
Whatever you can give.
It can be $125. It is the easiest. Well, what's been your experience with the website? It is idiot proof. It's fast.
Yes.
Safe to make a credit card. It is the easiest way to give money. So everyone should donate.
I mean, any amount, if you give $2, any amount is better than not giving at all.
Yeah. Yes. It does. And it really adds up. It really adds up.
All of it adds up.
Yeah.
We're tracking the donations on the website. Today we're up over 300,000, which is half our goal. Of course, I would like to raise $1 million.
We can do that.
You know, maybe your listeners could go to
www.aidswalkhouston.org.
Yes.
And you can register for the walk, join a team, and donate. All are just a few clicks away. Again, that's aidswalkhouston.org. And all you have to, if you know someone who's walking and you want to donate to them, click in the fundraiser box, type their name, it comes up, click donate, boom, done.
That's it.
It's really
It is very simple, to sign up.
It really is.
And like George said, you know, it doesn't really matter how much you're able to give. I like the kind of idea of sticking with, you know, 25 years. Maybe you can do a $25 donation. Maybe you get 25 people to walk on your team, you know, just to keep up with the theme. But it really does matter. I mean, when you think of some of these organizations that are benefiting from this walk, you know, you have organizations that are doing testing, right?
Yes.
You know, and testing, the actual test costs money to go out there and just test, to have the OraQuick. It costs money.
Right. And it does cost actual money. And because we are an organization that has supportive services, but there are organizations like Bearing Omega that acts as a hospice.
Yeah.
There are people who are still dying.
Yeah.
You know, and they provide those people the ability to live out their last days with dignity and respect.
Well, it starts with obviously the prevention.
Yes.
So is to try to stem the spread.
Right.
And then there's a treatment, and then the treatment has ended up being a lot longer, thankfully, than anyone ever thought or than it was. And then there's care.
You know, absolutely.
Life care, hospice,
absolutely.
Et cetera, but it's a whole spectrum. Obviously, the goal is to shift it back towards, you know, as prevention.
Yeah.
That, you know, helps.
You know, I'm very passionate about this cause. I lost two uncles in 95 and 96 to AIDS. And I know now that it was because they didn't know their status ahead of time. They didn't know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, of course, while we're talking about the AIDS walk, we still want to encourage people to get out, to know their status. Had they known their, you know, what their status was, they could have been on the proper medication, and they could probably still be living today. So it's so important that you guys get out and you support. You know, we talk about, you know, people like maybe Tiffany and her family, where people know that she's HIV positive and they want to come and back her up. You may know some people, but you don't even know that they know what you don't know. So that makes sense to me. So come on out, support, get to the website, AIDS Walk Houston.
Team Tiffany.
Team Tiffany. Might as well sign up with Team Tiffany.
Can't believe I'm
absolutely.
Giving my donations away here, but,
and we love you for it.
She's a lot prettier than I am.
And donate some money. Yes. And
yes.
We're gonna have a blast. It's always been fun. I've only been in Houston for 2 years. I've been to both of the walks since I've been here, and I have had so much fun. My team came out last year in the rain. I know I had the biggest team out there last year that was in the rain.
Don't,
I know
don't
I did.
Bring up rain because there's a little.
It will not rain.
It's not rain. What rain?
It occasionally has rained for our walk.
Occasionally.
We have it on good authority that it's not going to
we
rain.
We do, actually.
Next Sunday.
Kelly talked to Mother Nature herself.
We have people.
Rain. Yes.
If it does, it'll just make it more fun. So please come out anyway.
Yes, absolutely. So once again, the website
is www.AIDSWalkHouston.org. AIDSWalkHouston.org.
All right. I can't wait to see you guys there. You know, making a difference right here in your own community just makes you feel good about yourself, and you're helping a lot of people. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in today. Ron and Tiffany, George.
We'll see you Sunday.
George number one. See you guys.
Thanks.
It's 97.9 The Box, and that's Access Houston.